independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
And thanks for tuning in to the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in today. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Right now, we're going to talk about this woman in New Jersey. 4 months after she learned she had breast cancer, Jennifer Giordano still didn't feel comfortable walking around her husband and children, let alone strangers, without a wrap to cover her bald head. She went through chemo. She had a bald head. You should know something about me before we get deep into this. I'm not someone who thinks that you should get a pile of money because something bad happened to you. Just so you know, I'm not somebody who thinks that just because something horrible happens, that means you should never have to work a day in your life again. Bad things happen to people every day. We've gotten way past the point in our society where we have to, or we learn to just get over stuff and move on, because bad things happen to people every day. It doesn't mean you get a paycheck out of it. Doesn't mean you get to sit around, scratch yourself, and watch Oprah or Judge Judy or whatever the hell's on these days anymore. But anyway, this poor woman, she had cancer, went through chemo, lost her hair, as happens. And she was self-conscious, again, as happens. And so she would wear a wrap to cover her bald head. So they go to the motor vehicle office, the MVC, as they call it in New Jersey. When an employee of the MVC office in Eatontown, New Jersey, refused to renew her license using an old photograph, she broke down sobbing. The employee insisted that she remove her headscarf to take a new photograph. This is all according to court documents, because of course she's suing. Because remember, something bad happened. So I deserve a big steaming pile of cash because something bad happened. Giordano is 40 years old. She's from Brick, New Jersey. She recalled the employee saying that afternoon of June 14th. You have to take that thing off. By the way, I wear a baseball hat most days. I don't like to comb my hair, so I always have a baseball hat on. I've had people say that. You got to take that thing off. It's not like, you have to take that thing off, you freak. It's like, you got to take that off. So I've had, many driver's license and other ID photos, Costco, Sam's, all that stuff taken where I have hat hair. It's okay. Now, hat hair is not cancer. I'm not comparing the two. Before everybody gets their panties in a bunch, we live in a hypersensitive society, and this is just another example of that. Now, Giordano is suing the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission, alleging the agency discriminated against her and caused her emotional distress, noting that state law allows people undergoing medical treatment to use their old photographs for their new licenses. So the clerk made a mistake. Does she deserve a big pile of money? Because the clerk made a mistake. That's all that happened. We're not dealing with robots. We're dealing with human beings. Human beings screw up. It happens. It doesn't mean that you get a big pile of money. I realize you're going through cancer and you're sensitive, and I get that. You're a little emotional. I understand that. But it was a mistake. A mistake that was rectified. By the way, eventually another employee intervened and produced Giordano's license with her old photo. You know how long she had to deal with this emotional hell? Seriously. 10 minutes. At most. And she's suing because she had to stand off to the side while the employees discussed the situation for 10 minutes. 10 minutes. 600 seconds. That's it. And because she had to deal with that for 10 minutes, she deserves a big pile of money. Now, you have to remove emotion from this. You can't give her a big pile of money because she has cancer. You have to realize that it was a mistake. We're humans. Humans make mistakes. She at no time had to take off her head wrap. It's just a wrap on her head. She at no time took that off and was photographed or publicly humiliated. She went off to the side while the employees discussed it. 10 minutes. That's it. You don't get the rest of your life paid for because a human being at the DMV, for God's sakes, made a mistake. Oh, my gosh, that's never happened before. How many times I've gone to the motor vehicles office, been sent to the wrong line? Went there once when I was 17. I'd gotten a ticket, and I had an insurance issue in California. Hours I had to deal with it. Not minutes, not 10 minutes, hours. The thought that I would sue and never have to work again, the thought that I now deserved a pile of cash because a human being made an error that lasted 10 minutes total, never occurred to me. In fact, in my situation, it was hours. I waited in a long line. I had to leave once, come back, and it turned out I didn't need to do anything about that. No, the thought of suing never occurred to me. Now, mind you, this was before the infamous McDonald's hot coffee story, where the woman ordered hot coffee, got hot coffee, spilled the hot coffee on herself, and was shocked, I tell you, that the coffee was hot. And felt that she should get money because she ordered hot coffee, got hot coffee, spilled the hot coffee, and didn't realize she was getting hot coffee. This was before that. Had it been after that, I might have thought, hey, that was hours of my life. My life is precious. My mommy said so. That must mean I get money because hours of my life were with it. This woman stood to the side for 10 minutes, and guess what happened? At the end of the 10 whole minutes that she had to deal with it, she got what she wanted. She got a driver's license using her own old picture. Ta-da! As if by magic. So eventually this other employee steps in. Giordano wants to see the agency review its policies and train employees on how to treat patrons with medical or religious exemptions. Again, it was an error. She's also filed a lawsuit. So on top of, they always say that. Doesn't matter who it is, whoever's suing. I'm just suing so that they will know. I'm just suing so that they'll learn. That's all I'm suing for. Oh, so you don't want any money? Well, the only way they'll learn is if they're punished and are, have to give out a whole bunch of money. It's not the money, mind you. Well, then why are you taking the money? Well, if they don't give the money, then they won't learn. See? It's like, no. This is all about, hey, you know what I saw? I'm not discounting the fact that she's, emotional because of the cancer issue. Probably could have died or almost died, went through chemotherapy. Okay, that's serious, and I get that. But what happens here is this woman was inconvenienced for 10 minutes. And in that 10 minutes, or when she went home, she thought, hey, I just won the freaking lottery. I was told that I had to do something that I really didn't have to do. I was inconvenienced. Me, a human being with cancer, no less. I was inconvenienced for 10 whole minutes. I deserve to be rich now for the rest of my life. Yeah, that doesn't gel for me. I want to know if you think this woman deserves any money. Because I never buy, by the way, I never buy this nonsense about, I just have to send a message. It's about sending a message. Well, why don't you sue to send a message? Why don't you sue and ask the judge to put in place a policy that requires the DMV, or the MVC as they call it in New Jersey, to go through and train all their employees, and they'll utilize their resources that way. They'll spend the money to take the time to retrain their employees how to deal with this and make sure that that's all. Why don't you sue for that instead of a truckload of money being backed up to your house? Why don't you sue it? See, it just proves that people with cancer can be greedy too. That's what it proves. Giordano says, that would be like me telling you, take your shirt off, take your bra off, and just walk around. No, actually, that's not like that at all. She said, it's like exposing yourself in a very raw way that's not necessary, and then to have that picture on my license for years. Here's the thing. Again, they told her. She questioned it. She stepped aside for 10 minutes, And she never had to take her headscarf off. So she never had to expose herself in a very raw way. And she never had to have the picture with her cancer head, chemo hair, bald head, on her license for years. That didn't happen. So all the things she's equating this to didn't happen. Yet she still thinks she deserves a big pile of money because she was inconvenienced for 10 minutes. She says, if you're going through a chemotherapy regimen that causes you to lose your hair, you shouldn't be made to feel that way by anybody, especially a state agency. They're kind of held to a higher standard. Well, I don't know what state agency she's ever done business with. But again, she also wasn't made to feel that way because she never had to take off her headscarf. 10 minutes. That's it. She said she needed the updated license so she could register for class. She's going to become a nurse. State law dictates that motorists whose physical appearance may change during medical treatment can renew their license using an old photo. The extension of the old photo requires documentation from a doctor and can't exceed a year from the license's expiration date. Giordano later learned the agency also allows people to wear headscarves for medical or religious reasons to keep them on for their new photos. Okay, a mistake was made. It lasted 10 minutes. Does that mean she deserves a big pile of cash? She was in a room full of people when she was told to remove her headscarf. So, you didn't remove the headscarf, so there's no embarrassment there. After about, like I said, 10 minutes, another employee took Giordano's paperwork and produced a new license using her old photo. She asked Giordano to take a seat while it printed. It was all taken care of, like I said, in 10 minutes. But because she has cancer, because she feels she was embarrassed, even though she never was, because she never took her headscarf off, she thinks she deserves a big pile of money. Because that's the, I mean, too many litigious lawsuits, too many frivolous lawsuits, too litigious of a society, wasting our time, clogging our courts, and costing us money. I feel bad for her for having cancer. I do not feel bad for her having to wait 10 minutes at the DMV while the situation was taken care of the exact way she wanted it taken care of. And I do not think she deserves a dime for this. She's lucky it only took 10 minutes. I want to know if you think she should get any money. 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. My name is Casey Bartholomew, and I'm sitting in for Chad Benson. You are listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson. He's more popular in France than Jerry Lewis.
All right, thanks for tuning into the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Taking your phone calls now. About a cancer patient in New Jersey. She went through chemo, the bald head, went to get her driver's license renewed, wanted to use an old photo, which is allowed in New Jersey. The clerk told her she couldn't. She had to wait 10 minutes while they sorted the situation out. At no point did she have to take off her headscarf and expose her bald head and publicly humiliate herself. After 10 minutes, the situation was taken care of. But she is suing for a big pile of money because she was inconvenienced and she says embarrassed for 10 minutes. I don't know if you think she deserves any money. You know, sometimes people make mistakes. They squared it away in 10 minutes. It's not like she had to take her headscarf off. It's not like she was publicly embarrassed. She sat off to the side for 10 minutes and got a driver's license using an old photo. She never had to expose her bald head. So I fail to see what the problem is here, and I certainly don't think she deserves any money. What about you? Let's go to Jessica. Hey, Jessica. You're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
Hey, Casey. Hi. Good. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. So I'm just curious, how much is she suing for?
Well, this is the undisclosed nature of lawsuits, so it doesn't say. Usually in cases like this, they sue for no less than X number of dollars, so she could be suing for whatever she can get. There's no specific dollar amount. She's leaving it. Yeah, she's leaving it to the, like, she's not suing for a dollar. Let's put it that way. No, but nobody goes through court, hires a lawyer, and no lawyer, because when she gets the lawyer on this, the lawyer will take the case on contingency. They're not suing for nothing. They're suing so it's worth the time of the lawyer and that she gets compensated for having to sit there for 10 minutes at the DMV.
Well, of course. And of course, those bills will rack up, and I'm sure she's looking for a payday.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody's looking for a payday. That's why you get a lawyer coming in here and saying, oh, my gosh, you deserve to be made whole because you had to sit in the waiting chairs at the DMV. Like everybody else who's ever gone into the DMV, by the way. She literally, there was a problem. They fixed the problem. It took 10 minutes. I'm sorry she has cancer, but that doesn't mean, because it's a state agency in New Jersey. So if you live in New Jersey, you're having to pay for this woman because she was inconvenienced for 10 minutes. Oops. Life's tough, you know? I mean, I feel bad for her because of the cancer, but life's tough. All right, Jessica, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. Appreciate it. Let's go to Tyler. Hey, Tyler, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
Good evening, Casey. How are you, sir?
Doing all right, man.
Casey, as a person who understands what you're referring to about emotional duress as a source, the emotional duress she had as a result of her mindset when the other employee, understandably, as you said, made an error. The other employee thought they were protecting the law to prevent a mistake. Like you said, the other employee intervened, and 10 minutes is nothing. So, no. You know, victimization requires acceptance. And this in case, in a show cause hearing, the merit is there's no intent on the employee to hurt
but, yeah,
her.
Whatever the case, you know, even if the, you know, I mean, yeah, you're right. If there's an intent on the employee to try to humiliate this person, then maybe you got a case there. You have an employee who made a mistake. And it took 10 minutes to fix. I don't know how you get all bent out of shape over a 10-minute mistake. Tyler, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. Richard, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. You got about 30 seconds. Go ahead. No, Richard? Last chance.
Yay.
Okay, real quick, Richard. We got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. I'm sorry the woman has cancer. That's horrible. But if I was compensated for every 10-minute increment I've ever been inconvenienced in life, I'd have more money than Donald Trump.
Hey, you know what? If we can start suing for 10-minute increments of inconvenience, then I will never work a day in my life again, Richard. Thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. We got more coming up. My name's Casey Bartholomew, sitting in for Chad Benson, and you are listening to the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
And thanks for tuning in to the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in today. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. A little bit. We have time. I want to get to the story about what they're going to do in New York, state of New York, when it comes to determining whether you were texting while driving. You may have to turn over your phone. They've already issued the order, the governor has, for the technology that does not currently exist. I love that. We're going to issue the order for technology that doesn't even exist yet. They're working on it, but it doesn't exist yet. I like the forward thinking there. Idiots. Anyway, we'll talk about that if we get a chance. It'll be coming up. Right now, this happened in Little Rock, Arkansas. Police say no injuries were reported after a woman drove her car into a restaurant just out of curiosity. And this is what we're going to talk about. I say those words. There were no injuries, thank God, after a woman drove her car into a restaurant. I promise you, I guarantee you, I would bet money you're all thinking of an old woman right now driving her car into the restaurant, aren't you? You know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. It's a 70-year-old woman hit the wrong pedal and drove into a restaurant. Now, she's claiming she blacked out. I don't believe it. Black out. Just randomly black out and then push down on the accelerator. You go, you know what she did? They're investigating. But you know what she did? She was there. She got in the parking spot. She got confused, like elderly people do when they end up driving for too long, and that's what's happening here. And she hit the accelerator when she meant to hit the brake or something, and went barreling through the restaurant. Thank God no one was injured. But how often, how many times are we going to read these stories? Because they're almost daily. Elderly person hit the wrong pedal. And there's always an excuse. I blacked out. That's always an excuse. I blacked out. Don't know what happened. I must have done something. It hit the accelerator. Or the car just lurched. That's what it did. The car just lurched. It just jumped forward. I don't know what happened. Well, we know what happened. You didn't black out. You hit the accelerator when you didn't mean to. You get confused because you're old, and you hit the accelerator. Same thing when the car just lurched. Car didn't just lurch. Cars don't just lurch. If cars just lurched forward, they would happen for everybody, not just people who were in their 90s. Cars don't know. They can't tell how old you are, even when they're malfunctioning. There's no kit car from Knight Rider who's, it's an elderly person. I'm going to lunge forward just because. It doesn't happen. So anyway, authorities say the woman was meeting up with her sister for lunch when she was in the car, in the parking lot, and her foot pressed on the accelerator, sending the car over the curb and into the building's gift shop. It was a Cracker Barrel, you know, the Cracker Barrels have their country store in front, and then you go back in the and get their crack-like biscuits that they have there. Should be their own food group, Cracker Barrel biscuits. Anyway, police were called out to the restaurant and were told the ceiling was starting to come down on the car. No one was injured, thank God. Driver was taken to the hospital as a precautionary measure to see what caused her to black out, quote-unquote black out. I know what caused her to black out. I know exactly what caused her to black out. She drove into a restaurant and made up the story about blacking out because she didn't want to admit. She was worried, probably worried about losing her license, and she didn't want to admit that she just hit the accelerator. I didn't know what happened. Happened all the time. Happened daily, like I said. Do a Google News search almost every day and find this nonsense out. That's what happens. But how many days? And this is what I want to talk to you about. I realize that there's a sense of independence. I realize that we don't want our elderly to become shut-ins. I realize that there are a number of elderly people who are better at driving than I am. I'm in my mid-40s, and I will admit right now, I'm a horrible driver. I have a lead foot. I speed. How often are we going to have to read this stuff before we as a nation start taking it seriously and say to the elderly, and I know why this doesn't happen, by the way, we'll get into that in a minute, but how long are we going to have to wait until we say to the elderly that, look, once you hit age 65, and that's just an arbitrary number I'm pulling out of the air here. It could be anything. But once you hit a certain age, you are going to have to be tested every year. Because I'm tired of reading the stories. I'm tired. We as a society are tired of reading the stories of the old person who drove through the crowd. Car just lurched. I don't know what happened. Well, they do diagnostics. No, the car didn't just lurch. You know what happened? Somebody pressed on the accelerator. Oh, my goodness. You mean there was somebody else in my car pushing on the accelerator? We need to find them. It's not the way it works, Grandma. Grandpa, you got confused. You get old. That's not everyone, but how long until we decide that you need to be tested every year at your own expense? And that is the consequence for getting old. And to determine whether or not you are still capable of operating a car. Because the streets are flowing red with the blood of people who had the misfortune of being there when the car of an elderly person magically jerked forward into a restaurant or into a storefront or into a crowd of people. And somebody has to step up and say something. Look, there's a minimum age to start driving. We don't tell mature 13-year-olds that you can go ahead and drive. I guess you do, but it's on farms. But still, in the normal average world, we don't tell mature, tall, physically capable 13-year-old boys and girls that, look, we'll take you the test. We can teach you how to drive. You go ahead and drive. We don't do that. Because we figured out there's an age you should start. You're big enough, you're tall enough, you've got the wherewithal, you're mature enough, we need to get you going, we need to get you trained before you're an adult. So this is what it's going to be. Maybe there should be. Maybe there should be an age where we just say, you need to stop driving right now because you're a danger. Your age group is a danger to the rest of society. It's not going to be North Korea that kills us all with nuclear weapons. It's going to be elderly people in their giant cars who are accidentally hitting the accelerator or while trying to enjoy lunch. That's who's going to wipe out society. But that's probably a little far. Maybe we should say that there's an age we test to make sure that you can drive. There needs to be an age where we test to see if you can still drive. I want to know if you think we need to start testing senior citizens to determine whether or not they're still capable of driving. And by the way, if they fail the test, that's it. That's absolutely it. You fail the test, you better bring a friend or have Uber on your cell phone because you ain't driving that boat home. That's not happening. You failed. That's the end of it. 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD is the number here. Because we have to, you know, we have to determine whether or not you're going to be a danger to other people. And the argument is always that, well, young people kind of accidents. Yeah, the young people are going to get better. They're starting. They're beginning the climb up the mountain. You're on the downward slope. Some of you closer to the end of others. But there is no constitutional right to drive. And the reason if you fail the test, they should take your license away is because at the beginning, if you fail the test, well, they won't give you your license. My daughter failed the test the first time. Oh, man, she was inconsolable. She was 16, and she failed the test the first time on her birthday because we were going to make a big deal about it. And she went in there. She failed the test by a point or two, something like that. It was like really close. And we got in the car and it was just, you know, chest heaving, tears everywhere, all this kind of stuff, you know. And you have to wait a week before you can go back and take the test again, at least in the state we were living at the time. And so, all right, we'll take you back again in a week. So we went back, waited, and I tell you, I was waiting in the office, pacing. It's like, oh my God, why is this taking so long? Why is this taking so long? And she passed it. 70 is passing. She got 70. And I don't know if there's some, I don't know if people can fail more than once. I don't know if they like take pity on you if you're passable or whatever. But she got 70 and she was mad that she got 70. And I said, hey, you got your license. You can lie to anybody. You can tell anybody. It doesn't say anywhere on your license that you got a 70. All right. Doesn't say anywhere there. You can tell everybody you got 99. You got to get a best driver ever and move on with your life. You can tell anybody what you want to tell them. Your license is just as good as the person who got 99 or 100. So good on you. But she didn't get to drive. She did not have her license after failing the first time. So only stands to reason that if you are a senior citizen and you're, whatever, 65, 70, and I don't know, it's an arbitrary age. You'd say 70. You know, this woman who drove into the restaurant of 70. If she fails the test, then she doesn't get to drive anymore. And you have to make other arrangements. And I realize that's an inconvenience. And when this pops up in society every so often, that's always the argument. Well, it's an inconvenience. What about their independence? Well, what about me being driven over by a car? What about that? What about my daughter? What about my son being driven over by a car? Doesn't that matter? Or this woman's ability to drive and get a new box of Depends undergarments. Is that more important than my living life? So I tend to think not to. Here's one story. I think this happened about 4 years ago. It was in New Jersey, actually. We were talking about Jersey earlier. This car, driven by a senior citizen, I think it was a man, drove into the mall. Just kept right on going. Got right to the, you know, they had this into a shopping mall. Had the big glass doors in the front, and then there's a big walkway through the mall. Drove right in there, and there were people videotaping. You can find it on YouTube. They're videotaping it on their cell phones, and the car just kept right, didn't even think to step on the brake, and the car didn't stop until it kept going forward and hit something and couldn't go anymore. And the whole time, there's just this old guy, and their old guy or old woman, don't remember which, is looking around. Oh, what's going on? I'm old and confused. That's more important. That person having their independence is, In that way of thinking, more important than all the people who are scrambling and running for their lives in the mall because this idiot just hit the accelerator and couldn't figure out how to stop hitting the accelerator. That was the thing. Kept right on going until drove into an empty storefront. That's the scary thing. So should there be a, there's a mandatory age, minimum age to start driving. Should there be a mandatory maximum age where maybe we don't take your driver's license away, but we test you every year. And if you fail, you are done because you are now a danger. This all comes about because, again, and we can read these stories every day. Again, 70-year-old woman drives into a restaurant because she accidentally hit the accelerator. Darn cars. They're tricky because they're always moving that accelerator, so I can see how you accidentally hit it. 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in for Chad Benson. You are listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Feeling confused? No worries. That's why he's here. This is The Chad Benson Show. Setting things straight.
And Casey Bartholomew sitting in for Chad Benson on The Chad Benson Show. Thanks for tuning in. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Right now we are talking about this. This is the latest story, and this is a daily occurrence, where an elderly person has driven into a building and, oh my goodness, something happened. I've become confused. I was blacked out. That's it. I was blacked out and the car just lurched forward and I, oh my goodness gracious me. So luckily no one was killed in this particular case, but how many times are we, how long, been years, how long are we going to put up with this until we realize we need to start testing people on the back end? So like I said before, we test young people to make sure they're ready to start driving. We need to start testing the elderly to determine when they're no longer capable of driving. It's not a knock on old people. It's reality. These aren't my rules. They're God's rules. As you get older, reaction time slows down. Your ability to decision-making time slows down. Yet you're still driving in the same death trap of a car that you were driving when you were capable of making these decisions in a quick and timely manner. It's a safety issue. The safety and well-being of me, my family, is more important to me than your independence and your ability to go to the Walgreens on the corner and get your huge bag of prescription refills. So I want to know if you think it's time to start testing people. And by the way, if you test fine, you drive. Fine. I'm good with that. But if you don't, you're done. Test again. At some point, if you want to, the same way we let young people test again to see if they fail, they can, you know, they figure it out and they do better. But once you test and you aren't capable of driving anymore, you're done. That's it. What do you think about this? 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Let's go to Candy. Hey, Candy, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. My mom's 83. And she drives, and it scares me to death.
Oh, yeah.
And she has it. I know she couldn't pass a driving test. So I totally agree. But the only thing is then I would have to drive her everywhere.
Yeah, it sucks when you have loved ones.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sucks when you have to take care. I mean, they gave birth to you and took care of you and drove you to all the practices and everything. And they get old, and you have to do that for them. Man, that's I feel for you.
That sounds so bad.
Well, it is. It is. You're a horrible human being. If I were a woman and years ago my mother had named me Candy, I probably wouldn't be all too fired up to be her personal chauffeur either.
Yeah, I'm just teasing. I've gotten a lot of comments with that.
Now, were you a stripper or is that just?
No.
No, okay. No. I just wanted to make sure. Because sometimes the name dictates the path you take. That's just the way it goes. Like my name's Casey, and I ended up on the radio like Casey Kasem.
Yeah. But no, I just wanted to call in and say I totally agree.
I understand the inconvenience. And, Candy, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. I appreciate it. I understand the inconvenience of it all. It would be an inconvenience. But, you know, again, we're talking about human life versus an inconvenience. You know, he talks about her mom. At some point, we as the younger generation have to start taking the keys away. My parents lived in Palm Desert, California for a while. My dad's still alive. He's 76. My mom is passed away a few years ago. But before my mom died, she picked me, my wife, and my, at the time, one-year-old daughter up at the airport, and we had to stop at a store on the way back to their place. And we stopped at the store. She turned out, and there was, the, you know, the road was there, and it had one of those islands in the middle that confused her. And she turned in and started going the wrong way on the street. And I remember it was like, Mom, 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 that kind of stuff. And I made her stop the car because she was frazzled at that point. And she was only in her 60s. But that's my point. You know, she's in her 60s. She couldn't do it. There are people out there 80, 90 years old who can still drive, perfectly capable of it. So she pulled the car over, got out. I took the keys and drove home. Now, she was all frazzled because she thought that, you know, we thought that she was to injure her granddaughter and all that kind of stuff. And I didn't think she was trying to. I mean, I didn't do any deep interrogation. If I would have thought about it, I would have gotten the light out and, you know, the pliers with the toenails and just to see for sure if she was trying to kill us all. But I didn't do any deep interrogation there, so I'm assuming it was just an accident. But at that point, I said, I'm not driving. If you're driving, you're not driving. If we're in the car, you're not behind the wheel. That's the way that's going to go. It's unfortunate, but like I said, unfortunately, that's simply the way it has to go. Otherwise, human life is in danger, and independence isn't as important as human life. All right. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I am sitting in for Chad Benson, and you are listening to The Chad Benson Show.
This is The Chad Benson Show.